Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific. Just a few quick messages before we dive into this week's episode of Lake Clarity. First up, don't forget to check out our Patreon. The link's in the description below. Each month, we'll be donating 10% of our proceeds to a different mental health organization. And in addition to helping out a good cause, you can get some awesome exclusive stuff, like episodes without ads, like this one. Or maybe you want to hear some of the behind-the-scenes content, the bloopers, the outtakes, the fun stuff. Come swing by our Patreon and check out what we have to offer. And second up, I want to tell you about a fake craft show I love. Now, I know I say that every week, and I do mean it. They are a wonderful, wonderful shows. But this week, this is one of my personal favorites. What makes people do what they do? Why would someone choose to hurt another? What makes a person kill? Have you ever tried to understand why infamous serial killers act the way they do? Or are you simply sick and tired of the callousness of the world around you, wondering if you're the only one who has these deep, dark thoughts about what you'd like to do to your neighbor, your boss, or that guy who cut you off on your way to work? If you enjoy your podcast stories a little darker, a little more twisted, or if you enjoy being uncomfortable with what you're hearing, then check out Paul Sadings' Diary of a Madman. It's available wherever you find podcasts, or by going to paulsading.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Get twisted.
Alright, you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's go over the plan one more time.
Yeah, okay. I'll go inside and you'll...
Stay outside on lookout.
Yes, and if you see something or someone that may seem suspicious or dangerous, then you'll...
Run in to kick some sweet ass!
No. You're gonna text me about it, and if it's fine and I'm safe, then I'll send an okay. And if it's not, then I'll dial you, and you'll get help.
Okay, fine. Are we gonna do this, or what?
Yeah.
Are you nervous? Excited?
I was both. As nervous as I may have been, the prospect of answers or knowing what really happened at Lake Clarity last summer was too much to pass up. It comes as no surprise that the town hall is an old wooden structure dating back to 1874. While it has been outfitted with all the modern comforts, the front of the building hasn't changed in almost 150 years.
I'll look out from just across the street. I'll be watching from the abandoned garage, okay?
Okay, here goes nothing.
What's going on?
No one's answering. What should we do?
Shoot. Wait. If my memory serves me, there used to be a quilting club that met in the basement. You know what? Follow me. I knew there was another entrance.
Okay. What now?
What do you mean? You knock. I'll go back to my lookout spot. Stick to the plan. Okay?
Right, okay.
You've got this.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'll wait here till you're back over there. I waited a moment before entering a hallway, with old photos of Netherland spread from inch to inch across the walls. I stopped and stared at a few. Honestly, this isn't what I expected after decoding a cryptic message. I was prepared for something cult-like in nature. Instead, a familiar face greeted me at the end of the hall. Hello? Rob? What are you doing here?
Hi, Sam. I was hoping you'd make it. Right this way.
Wait, is this some kind of practical joke?
No. I assure you, it's nothing of the sort. Sam, we called you here because we all have a mutual interest.
We?
Please, come in.
Hello. You must be Sam?
Yeah?
Pleased to meet you, Sam. I'm Dr. Asher. Amanda Asher.
Nice to meet you. Can you tell me why you left a note under my door? What do you know about Lake Clarity?
Quite a lot. We take it upon ourselves to keep tabs on Lake Clarity and its anomalous properties.
Anomalous properties?
Sure. There's a lot of radiation beneath the lake.
There is?
All this will be explained. But you must meet one more person.
Who?
Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm late. I thought someone may have been following me. Don't worry, it was nothing to concern ourselves of. My name is Cornell. Amanda and Rob are my two most trustworthy associates. I couldn't do what I do without their cooperation. I presume you're Sam Parsons?
That's correct, and again...
What was that? Rob, the door.
Ow.
Steve?
Sam?
Steve?
Dr. Lamontia?
Sam?
Steve?
What's going on here?
This is my friend Steve.
We asked you to come here alone. We don't know him.
I could say the same about you.
I can vouch for him. He's okay.
I'm sure she was just taking the proper precautions for her own safety. Rob, he's safe?
I did a thorough background check on them both.
You checked our background?
Yes, but we gave explicit instructions to the girl for our own safety. How can we trust...
We didn't give her a lot coming in. Here, let's just... Sam, Steve, did you tell anyone else you were coming here?
No.
All right, then everything's fine. Let's proceed. We need the data and the status of the anomaly.
What is it that you do? What have you called us here for?
We called Sam here because we need assistance and thought a relationship with her could be mutually beneficial.
We ensure that the Lake Clarity anomaly doesn't disturb the balance of life.
What Rob means to say is there is more to Lake Clarity than what meets the eye.
You said anomaly. What's this anomaly exactly?
We don't know. Not fully. But our preliminary findings show that it can act as a gateway between two points of time and space.
So, a wormhole. You found a wormhole.
In layman's terms, theoretically, yes.
Holy shit.
Holy shit!
So, where is this
anomaly? It's under the lake, in a bunker.
Under Lake Clarity, the Department of Defense has constructed a fully operational base. It was built with the intent of using the energy from the anomaly, but has been shut down for a number of years. It was built as an extension off the old mines and into a state-of-the-art, for the time at least, lab and development center.
To develop what, exactly?
I was part of the original science team for the Department of Defense. We were attempting to weaponize humans.
What?
At the time, we didn't know anything about the anomaly. The brightest scientists in the country were tasked with the job to develop a human into a stronger and more capable being for America's interest. We didn't know much about the energy beneath Lake Clarity, only that it would take our work to the next level. When we began our work, we didn't understand how much bigger it was than ourselves. Our lack of precaution was our team's undoing. After an error in judgment, Project Machiche was shut down.
What happened?
We created something we couldn't control. After my dismissal, I tried to return. There were so many unresolved matters, but being under military orders, I was not able to disobey. Doing so could have had me arrested, or more likely killed. I feigned my own death. I was killed in a car accident over 20 years ago, as far as anybody in the world is concerned, except for Asher and Lamentia. And now both of you.
I still don't understand. Why?
So that he could be off the radar.
She's correct. I wish I could monitor the anomaly without anyone knowing. Without getting in any trouble.
So why don't you do it?
I cannot risk being recognized. Rob and Amanda both have roles in this community. If they were to expose themselves, it could jeopardize our entire operation. Security's been minimal for the past 20 years, but ever since the 5 children went missing last May, security at the base has increased. We have been unable to keep up on our monitoring, and we are concerned.
We'd like you two to scout out Lake Clarity for us.
There's a hatch near the campground, so we want to know if it's viable to enter through there, as we require an asset held within the bunker.
Why us?
You are known as a reporter. If you are found snooping around the lake, well, it might be expected. You will likely get away with a slap on the hand.
And even you, Steve, are known as a ghost hunter, and your presence shouldn't set off any red flags for security.
I actually prefer the term Lake Clarity Buster.
Eh?
Don't mind him. Please continue.
Rob told me you already visited the area once, so a return trip wouldn't be out of the ordinary.
And what exactly do we gain from all this? A wide smile spread across Cornell's face. He took a step back, opened a satchel, and pulled out a manila envelope.
You two strike me as a curious type. We offer knowledge in exchange for knowledge. Now these are classified documents. Stating you receive them from a dead man will do you no good, but something like this... Well, that'd be a huge break for your career, Sam. We have lots of secrets. Working for the government's had its perks.
Cornell was putting a lot on the plate, assuming I believed his story. But what am I risking in saying yes?
What exactly do you need us to do?
Amanda and Rob can guide you through how to best enter the base and how to reach the space we need eyes on. We will need very specific photos taken. You can only touch what we advise you to touch, and we'll need a sample of sediment, nothing more.
We'll do it.
We will?
Wonderful.
And with that, we awaited the instructions Dr. Asher and Dr. LaMontia gave us. They provided us a makeshift map with the fewest visual cues possible. Dr. LaMontia asked us to commit as much as we could to memory. I could tell they didn't want anything linking our knowledge back to them. This was a little unnerving. We were given a high-quality point-and-shoot camera, and Rob reviewed with us how it worked, though it seemed obvious. They wanted to leave nothing for chance. We were given gloves and a petri dish. Before we left the town hall, Cornell handed me a really small slip of paper. He said he'd be waiting for us at the address and to proceed with all caution.
What are you thinking? Look, you know I'm all about ghost stories and everything, but you just volunteered us for, like, a suicide mission.
How so?
Did you hear any of what he said? The bunker was built by the Department of Defense. I bet they have a bunch of soldiers up there patrolling the area.
We didn't know any of this last time we were up there, and as far as anyone else is concerned, we still don't know any of this. So let's just say we get caught.
I don't like this.
Let's just say we do. They're going to think we're clueless, just like Cornell said.
Man, you're really drinking the Kool-Aid, aren't you?
Ah, come on. You can't tell me you're not at least a little curious. Don't you want to see it? Steve was curious. We went back to my hotel and planned out our hike. We'd leave around 8 a.m., drive up there, and spend a few hours exploring. In fact, Steve even came up with the idea of visiting the local forest ranger station, and he said he knew one of the rangers there and thought he might be able to get access to the campground. Around midnight, Steve went home, and I did my best to get a full night of sleep, but the prospect of new knowledge kept me up. Okay, it's the morning of the big hike, just waiting for Steve to arrive so we can head up. It's so incredibly stunning up here. Cold as heck, but beautiful. Oh. Oh my god, there's a herd of deer. 1, 2, there's 4 deer just walking down the road, not even a block away. This is incredible. There's no cars out to scare them away. I mean, most people haven't even woken up yet. Steve!
Hey, long time no see. Ready to go?
Look, the deer.
Yeah.
Aren't they cute?
Sure, I guess. Ready?
Let me just give Natalie a quick call. Let her know what's up.
Alrighty.
Hey, you we've reached the voicemail of Natalie Churchill. Please leave a message.
Hey, hon. Just wanted to call you and say I love you. I'm about to go on a little morning hike with Steve, and then I'll be headed back down to Denver. I should be back sometime around 2 or 3. I'll try calling you back before I leave. Bye! The drive up was peaceful, and the roads were empty, save for one or two semis making their long commute. We arrived at the ranger station around 9:30, as it was a little past our turn for Lake Clarity. It was a quiet little cabin. Inside, there were educational plaques and displays set up for any kids or tourists who might stop by. We walked in, Steve admired the displays and occasionally spouting off facts he found interesting. Eventually, we made it to the front desk. There sat a woman in her mid to late 50s, I'd guess, with her feet propped up on the counter. She shot us a smile as we got near.
Howdy! Is that Steve I see?
It is I, Steve! How the heck are you?
Doing pretty well. Yourself? How's Al?
He's doing well. It's a little too cold for him right now. His arthritis and the cold aren't getting along too well.
Sorry to hear. It's a little too cold for me. Don't tell me you two are going out for a hike.
Actually, we are. I wanted to get in one more nature walk before I headed back to Denver.
Ah, city folk. This is who you're hanging out with, Steve?
You're too much. Joan, meet Sam.
Hi, Sam Parsons. I'm a journalist.
Oh, covering the frozen dead guy days, yeah?
Yep, that's me. How'd you hear?
I try to keep informed. And plus, ain't got much to listen to but gossip when I'm at the front desk. I've heard good things about you.
Aw, I'm flattered. Mind if I ask you about frozen dead guy days?
I'd feel left out if you didn't.
It seems everyone has different answers, but what is your favorite part of frozen dead guy days?
I live outside of Ned, but I make a trek down here, sun or snow, just to see it all go down. And it's comforting, being surrounded by your neighbors.
Very nice. Have you been celebrating the festival for a while?
Almost since it started. You know, I think that's how I met this younglin and his grandpops.
At the festival?
Yep, it was about 6 years ago.
No, not this story.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Sam, cover your ears.
Well, I made my way down to the festival, and I was at the big breakfast.
And she met my grandpa.
Well, that's not all.
No, really.
Oh, boy, I love making you blush. I'll spare you this time.
What? You gotta tell me.
Don't.
Well, Al was trying to wingman for Steve, so he thought it would be a good idea to buy me a beer and have Steve here deliver it. Now it's been a while since a fella brought me a beer, especially such a young guy, so I asked him if he meant to give it to me. Turns out Steve hadn't realized that his grandpop had set him up.
Happy now?
Very.
So what are you kids up to today?
Well, we were going to head up and take some nature photos, and I was wondering...
Yes?
Do you think you could sneak us into Lake Clarity?
Steve, you know I'd love to help you out, but I gotta stop you right there. Can't happen.
Damn.
Sorry, Steve. City came down hard and said I'm not allowed to let anyone near the camp. Last thing anyone wants is more missing people, you know?
No, I completely understand.
Well, do you know any other good, creepy locations nearby I could check out?
That I can help you with. Have you already heard of tungsten?
I have. Actually, I already snagged some photos, too.
Isn't that nice? In that case, I suggest you try scouting out the old Golden Lumber Mill. It's about a half hour west. Do you know where Idaho Springs is? Well, they do have free guided tours, and there's lots of old creepy stuff in there, including a mine you can venture in.
That sounds pretty awesome. I'll add it to my list.
Thanks, Joan. We should probably head out, you know, before you try sharing another embarrassing story.
You know, that reminds me of this one time when...
Sam, we're going.
Steve was quick to drag me out of the ranger station and avoid further embarrassment. Though Joan wasn't able to help us, we weren't going to be deterred from our mission. We knew what we had to do. This and more in the next episode of The Mysteries of Lake Clarity.